That old man is dead. That old man is dead and buried. Ken was telling me when we were talking about the things of God, after I led him to Christ, that his father and his grandfather were the biggest drug dealers in Philmont. God changes people. It doesn't matter where your beginnings were. It's what you give yourself to. God will change your whole family. Amen? I tell you, I just want to run down the street preaching Jesus Christ right now. That's all I want to do. I just want to run out of here. You know, and it doesn't matter what's going on in the government. See, we believe that we can change things. Amen? You know, in Salina, California, now it's going to the Supreme Court. They said that one church could not get, they had to close. They could not open and have it use the building. That's what. They stopped them from going into a building, one of the churches, because they were not fun enough. Oh, yeah. Salina, California. That's what was on the document. They were not fun enough. So they said. So they took them to court. And the court in California said, yeah, they're right. You can't have church there in that building. So they appealed it to the Ninth Circuit, and they said, you can have church there. So then the city appealed that. The Supreme Court is looking at this. How foolish have we become in America that a church can't meet, and it actually says it on the document because they're not fun enough. This is the season that we're living in. This is why we need to know what we believe and then practice it in front of every single person out there. People need to hear your wisdom. You're loaded with it when you agree with the word of God. Amen? Amen. You know, I believe that it's also a season that's that we've come through. Miss Susanna had a vision when we were in when we were down the stairs praying, and she had a vision of this man, and he had a black cloak, a black hood, long black sleeves, and fur, right, on the sleeves, or fur on his head, and a big smile, right? And then next to him was Maud, the dancing chicken. I love Miss Susanna. Maud, the dancing chicken. And you know what she said? She said, because that's the distraction taking our eyes off of the darkness. The distraction, the church has been distracted looking at the foolishness of this world, getting so engrossed in all of the things. Look at the kids are now getting their news from TikTok. That's what the young kids are getting news from TikTok. They said 25 minutes of speaking on TikTok is like one paragraph of actual news. That's how sad it is. But you see, they're training a generation, because if we don't teach them to put their eyes on the word of God, they're going to put their eyes somewhere. So if we don't train them in the word and in prayer, they're not going to believe it. Therefore, they're not going to behave like men and women of God. So I want to encourage you to really pay attention to what's before your children's eyes all the time, because those things are a distraction. Those things are Maud the dancing chicken. That's what they are. Maybe it's something somebody did to you in the past and you just won't let go of it. That's just Maud the dancing chicken trying to keep you from changing what you're supposed to do and what God's called you to do. I don't know where you came from, but it's time that you got rid of Maud. It's time you stop staring at that dancing chicken. You gotta. That darkness is sitting there looming all around. And the longer we stare at that dancing chicken, guess what? The more that darkness seems to seep in or has the opportunity to. We stop looking at that, rebuke the darkness, and it has to flee. That's right. And everything around you starts to change. Amen? That's right. He's a God of a breakthrough. Yes. And that's what he's getting ready to do in our lives. I don't have time. Just when the Holy Spirit shows up, he changes everything. And he has that liberty, amen? He has that liberty. And you know, a very familiar scripture, I'm going to just jump down to this, and that is in Mark chapter 4 and verse 35 to 41. Mark chapter 4, verses 35 to 41, and you all know it very well. As we're praying and fasting, Our eyes are on him. You know, yes, the belly starts to groan and that kind of thing. And you get a little bit colder because your body's not producing heat and that stuff. But when you're in prayer and you keep yourself hydrated, I want you to know God walks you all the way through. God empowers you. God strengthens you. God keeps you. And so many people I've heard, they said, I can't do that. You don't understand. You see, the belief didn't change, so therefore the behavior doesn't. Because there's no one in here that can't. It's just that simple. Now, obviously, you're on meds, and you can't do it on an empty stomach, and I understand that. But there's other things that you can cut out in your life and make this time his and his alone. Amen? Just make it about him. In Mark chapter 4, it says, on that day when evening came, he said to them, let us go over to the other side. Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat, just as he was, and the other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern, asleep on a cushion, and they woke him and said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And he got up and he rebuked the wind, and he said to the sea, hush, be still. And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith? They became very much afraid and said to one another, who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? You know, they were afraid of the sea, but then when Jesus calmed it, they were petrified of him. Isn't that amazing? They were more afraid of Jesus than they were capsizing in the Sea of Galilee. And so many times in our lives, I feel like, you know, when we sing the song, you know, look above the waves, and everybody sees the waves that are coming. And right now, I'm sure there's waves in everybody's lives here. But Jesus, he didn't speak to the waves. He spoke to the wind. Right? He spoke to the wind. He just said to the sea, hush. But he rebuked the wind. And as we look at one other verse in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, it says, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principality, right? The rulers, and against the powers, against the forces of this darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. So your struggle, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood either, right? We don't wrestle against that. And that word wrestle, when you break it down into Greek, it's pele, and then there's a word that it's expanded, and I think it was called a peloton, and it was an arena that they built. Because we understand wrestling, we think two guys wrestling on a mat. But the wrestling that Paul was talking about was a little bit different. And some of you have been wrestling a little bit different than just two guys wrestling on the mat and getting tired. You've been wounded. You've been hurt. And what they did in these, there was three major sports or three major acts that they did. And first they wrestled, but they wrestled naked. That's what they did back then. And then they would take a 15-foot leather strap and they would wrap it around their arm, each arm. And then where their knuckles were, they would put a nail, like a filed down nail by each knuckle in the strap and have it poke through. So when they were wrestling, these guys were maiming one another. And then if you made it through there, then you went on to the next match. And then if you made it through that one, and you could die, guys were dying. There was wrestlers with noses missing, ears missing, things ripped to shreds. You see, this is what Paul was signifying to the people. He said, when you wrestle, it's intense. And some have wrestled very hard, and you feel like, I'm never going to win. I can't. I can't do this. It's too hard. But I want you to know you can, because you're victorious through him. Amen? This isn't about your strength, because all of us are weak. But the scripture says, be strong in the power of our God, right? Be strong in the Lord in the power of his might. And that's why when we look at this, Jesus spoke to the wind. He spoke to the principalities because he's been given authority over this earth. The enemy has been given authority in the heavenlies, right? And so when Jesus spoke to the wind, he's speaking to those that are in control of the wind, because the wind is what's making the waves. But so many times in our lives, we're looking at the waves and we're overwhelmed by the waves, but we don't look at what's causing them. We're looking at the person that caused us harm. We're looking at the situation where I didn't get my raise or I lost my job or whatever it is, and we're looking at the waves. And we're not rebuking the wind. But I really believe it's a time and a season that what God wants us to understand is that we're going to have to rebuke the wind. We're going to have to rebuke the darkness, rebuke the enemy, the principalities, the powers, the spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, because you have authority over them. But some Christians are getting battered around by the waves, and all they can see is the waves, and your boat's been taken on water. I want you to know God wants to get the water out of your boat, because he needs other people getting in your boat where your behavior changes because your belief changed. And this morning, we only have a couple of minutes left. I really, you know, in my heart, just like with the darkness that's been pervading and the distractions come, I really believe that we need to pray against that, against the distractions in people's lives. And not praying, oh, Lord, get these waves are going to capsize me, these waves are, my boat's taking on water. Lord, how much more do you expect me to take? I can't handle much more. I don't know if you've ever had a prayer time like that, but I have. I remember Pastor Jay Francis, I said to him one day, I said, I don't know, he's in his 80s and still preaching the word of God. I said, you ever feel like quitting? He said, every Sunday night. I said, you did? He said, yeah. But I was too tired to put the for sale sign in front of my house, and by Monday afternoon, God dealt with me. Now, maybe that's you. Maybe that's you at the end of the week. You're like, I'm done. I've had it. My boat's taken on water. I can't take any more. You don't understand. My husband, my wife, my kids, my job, whatever it is, those are all the waves. And we've got to start to rebuke the wind. We've got to start to rebuke the lie of the enemy that's perpetrated their mind, that's caused the dissension between you and them. We've got to start to pray about those principalities and powers that have authority in the heavenlies that are stirring up. You see, because I believe that right now, just like Jesus got in that boat and he said, hey, get in the boat, we're going to the other side. There was no doubt in Jesus' mind where they were going. There was no doubt what he was going to do, but they didn't know. I want you to know, God knows what he's doing with you. He knows where you're at. He knows your ability. He knows your calling. He knows the gift he's placed on the inside of you. There's no doubt in his mind what you can do. And he said, it's time to go to the other side. And so what he's looking for is those that are looking for him. Because Jesus knew, we're going to the other side. He went to sleep. They didn't know it. What was he going to do? We know when he got to the other side, he went and he delivered the demoniacs of the Gadarenes, right? These guys' chains couldn't keep them. Jesus had a purpose and a plan, and he was heading across, and those winds, the enemy didn't want him going over there and delivering those demoniacs. He didn't want that testimony. He didn't want that power manifested on the earth. So he said, let's do everything we can to distract them, to dissuade them. Hey, maybe all of his disciples saying, we can't do it. I'm afraid we're taking on water. Wake up. Don't you know we're going to die? What's wrong with you? Aren't you the King of Kings? Don't you even care? Maybe you said that to the Lord. Look what's going on in my life. Don't you even care? He cares more than we realize. He cares more than you realize. I want you to know, and he knows what you're capable of doing. He's in the boat with you. And it's time for you to rebuke the wind. Because when them winds kicked up and them waves kicked up and fear came into their lives, it was just before breakthrough for two other people's lives. The one where legion was in them. The biggest demoniacs that are written about in the entire word of God. Breaking chains, cutting themselves and screaming and howling. God might give you one of them to pray for. Yeah. Amen. Maybe you live with them. I don't know, but... But I want you to know, it's time to start speaking to the wind. Stop looking at the waves. The waves are the things that you're thinking about. The wind is what God wants you to speak to. He wants you to rebuke the one who's stirring up the waves in your life. Because I believe that breakthrough is coming right now. I believe it's a time for breakthrough in people's lives. We've been praying for people. We've been praying for those, the prodigals, to come home. We've been praying for a long time. And I believe that if we'll speak to the wind and not get distracted by the waves and the little things that happen in our lives, God's about to open up a window and draw more in. We've seen more come into the household of faith. I've been talking to other pastors, more and more are coming in. And I want to encourage you that we have a purpose, and it's not to look in the boat, not looking at the water, not looking at the waves, but it's about walking in authority that God has given us. You have authority to rebuke the devourer. That's who you are. That's who we are as the body of Christ. And one puts 1,000 and two do what? 10,000. You put them to flee. 10,000. That's the authority you have. So if your boat's been rocking, maybe you got some water in your boat. Start to look above the waves. Start to speak to the darkness. Don't get distracted by the dancing chicken. Start to look at the waves. Start to look above the waves and start to speak to the enemy face to face. And say, let me tell you something. You dressed in black, get out of my house. You dressed in black, get out of my head. You dressed in black, get out of my heart. I'm not holding on to bitterness anymore. I'm not holding on to unforgiveness anymore. I'm not. I'm free indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Therefore, all of his promises are yea and amen in me. And I'm going to proclaim the goodness of God in the land of the living. I'm all done complaining. I'm all done complaining about everybody else around me. I'm all done speaking evil of other people. We're done. I'm speaking life and life more abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Behavior won't change unless belief does. We're here this morning to change the belief. Change the belief that you can't. Amen, amen, amen. Well, praise God. If I could have your attention, I know some would keep on praying, and we're so grateful for that. All right, all right, all right. Good golly. Thank God for a body that loves the Lord. Thank God for a body. Tell your neighbor, say, I'm all done wrestling with you. Tell your other neighbor, I'm all done wrestling with you. Because we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. For some marriages, that's the first time they've heard that. And thank God that that wrestling is over in that sense. And now that we're not wrestling with flesh and blood, but we're rebuking the lie of the enemy. His authority has been destroyed over your life. He has none. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say, I can't, I can't, I can't. I can't stop doing this. I tried. I can't stop doing this. Listen, just like my friend whose daughter is going through a rough time in her life, he said, hey, she can't, but I know a God who can. And so maybe somebody around you, they can't, and you're the one that's supposed to stand in the gap for them and speak to the darkness over their lives. Don't get in a wrestling match, because everybody gets wounded in them, and we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, amen? But principalities and powers. Stand up this morning.